Started and we are now recording. So good evening, everyone. I call the special meeting of the Randolph Fire District Number 1 Prudential Committee to order at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. This meeting has been duly warned in accordance with Vermont's Open Meeting Law 1 VSA Section 312. Notice was posted over 24 hours in advance in two public places, and an agenda has been posted on our website. The sole purpose of this special meeting is to finish discussion and take action on the sidewalk issue. No other business will be considered tonight. Before proceeding, I want to explain how meetings will be run going forward. Randolph Fire District Number 1 is a municipal public body. From this meeting forward, meetings will be run in full compliance with Vermont law. That means the following. Committee members will be recognized by the chair before speaking. Interruptions will not be permitted. Motions and votes will be taken in an orderly manner. Public comment will occur only during the designated comment period at the end of the meeting. These procedures, in accordance with the open meeting law, ensure meetings are lawful, orderly, and fair. So the authority for tonight's action comes directly from Section 24A of the District Charter, which states the following. The Prudential Committee of said fire district may lay out, grade, alter, maintain, and discontinue any sidewalks, sewers, pipelines, poles, and wire for electric lighting and power purposes in said fire district, whether within the borders of the laid out highway or without the same in said fire district. Because this authority is expressly delegated by the charter to the Prudential Committee, this matter does not need a district-wide vote. With that, our first and only true agenda item is old business vote on the sidewalk issue along Route 66. The action under consideration by the Prudential Committee is to discontinue any and all fire district recognition and maintenance, including snow plowing and mowing, of the specific portion of the sidewalk between the north boundary of the Daniel property along Route 66 south to Furnace Street. All plowing, mowing, and other maintenance is up to the individual property owner. This action applies only to that defined segment and does not affect sidewalks anywhere else within the district. The issue was discussed at length during the district's previous meeting. Tonight's purpose is to take action. With that, the Prudential Committee will move to a vote. I'll look for a motion to discontinue any and all fire district recognition as so described.
Do we want to do recognition or discontinued?
Discontinue any and all fire district recognition and maintenance.
Okay. I make a motion that we discontinue the area or the sidewalk area from Furnace Street to the northerly side of the Daniel property.
Is there a second? Seeing as there's only two Prudential Committee members, I second. So the motion has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion from the committee, i.e. Dana? Is there anything you'd like to say?
No, but I think we have some people here that might want to say something, but limited to 1 minute.
Now or after the vote?
Now.
Okay. So we'll now open the public comment as required by 1 VSA Section 312H. Public comment is limited to 1 minute per speaker, must be directed to the chair, and is a comment period only. The committee will not engage in debate or take additional action. Please say your name for the record.
My name is Diana Farnham. I would like for you to read Section 24B of the Charter, please. It states that we need to give each member a 12, each person that you're going to shut down their area of their sidewalk. They need to have a 12-day notice. We've spoken to many of the members already. They're going to be expecting their 12-day notice.
Okay, thank you for your...
Include each person down through there, then there needs to be a hearing afterwards that is stated in our charter.
Thank you for your comment.
Yes, you're welcome.
Could you read that section, maybe? How about for us?
Said prudential committee in making, altering, or repairing sidewalk sewers drain shall have power subject to the bylaws and ordinances of said fire district on giving 12 days notice to the parties interested of the time and place of hearing to assess the owner or occupant of land or lands benefited thereby much of the expense of making, altering, or repairing the same as the prudential committee shall judge such land to be benefited thereby not to exceed one half of such expense. When any person shall be dissatisfied with the decision of said prudential committee in awarding of damages for laying, making, altering, or repairing any sewers, drain, or sidewalk or culvert and assessments for benefits of the same, such persons may petition to the Orange County Court for reassessment of such damages or benefits. Said persons so aggrieved by the action of said prudential committee shall have the same right and opportunity for applying to the county court to obtain redress in the premises and is now provided by law to persons aggrieved by the action of the selectmen in matters like and proceedings. Are there any other comments before we move to a vote? Please state your name for the record.
My name is Dan LaLamia. My comment is that we did review that section of the charter, and I believe it is germane to a situation where there is some kind of a grievance or the installation or disturbance of a property owner's property to lay out a sidewalk or to lay a pipe across a person's property. In this particular case, if the prudential committee wants to observe or notify or give a 12-day period for comment, or I do believe it is under your purview to make this action that you have decided on, that you're about to vote on, but I do think that 12-day notice is, again, in case there is damage or upset or modification to a property owner's property. This is not the case in this time. This is not happening.
Time's up.
We are simply...
Time's up.
Thank you for your comment.
I'm recognizing it.
Are there any other comments?
Kevin Doring, owner of the wife, Ellen, the affected place. Very brief. We have the sidewalk for 24 years. Never complained about it, always try to support it. The only thing that we have noted is annual damage due to the maintenance. And it's unfortunate because we've lost trees, shrubs, bushes, and I just was out of the wheelbarrow repairing all the damage from this past winter. Just wish it could have been maintained in a little bit better property in every way. But no other comments.
Understood. Thank you for your comment.
Dave Farnham, I have spoke to numerous neighbors up the street that live from Floyd's store north. They are all in favor of keeping the sidewalk open. Okay. I had one that says, well, George does a lot of stuff for us. We don't want to ruffle any feathers, but we'd like to keep the sidewalk open. I'd like to know why you chose just to shut it down rather than to be fair to everybody up through there from Floyd's store north on having them comply with cleaning up their yards.
Thank you for your comment. Are there any other comments? Yes.
Let's just be clear. The reason why this is being undertaken is because this has been an issue that has come up where it has been contentious. I doubt that there are many. We're talking about two property owners north of Furnace Road.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Because you had.
I'm not allowed to have a second comment.
We're going to limit the amount of comments. And I think to a certain extent, I understand what you're saying. You're trying to provide some background history to the whole reason as to why we were coming to the conclusion that that part needed to be discontinued. We are very concerned about the damage that was done to the Deering's property through maintenance. done by the water district. We recognize that there needs to be some remediation for their property. We have not been petitioned by anybody relative to the overall status concern about that piece of property and whether or not it has a utilization that impacts the entirety of the water district. So,
I just want to say, I'm sorry, I know my time's up, but we are not closing this segment.
No.
This is now just being unrecognized by the fire district. It can stay open, people can walk across whoever's lawn, but it's a property owner issue. Is that not, am I not correct about that?
Okay. Recognize Diana.
Thank you. I say, if he can speak, why can't we speak?
And that's why I'm allowing, or
why is the
that's why Meredith is allowing you.
Thank you. Why is the rest of the sidewalk not being closed down from Floyd's store to BTC? Because BTC basically takes care of the rest of it. That would take care of all of Randall Center.
Yes, no, I understand.
Why should we not to the best of, any of it?
To the best of my knowledge, the area from Furnace going south to the church is utilized, and the people from the Strode basically cross over to Furnace Brook and not necessarily over to the Deering's property. So they're going to a street, and it's basically they're setting off on Hooper's property and going down that way. And it just made more sense to, if we were going to,
in giving the issues.
Who want to use that property, but can't.
Dana was still speaking, I believe.
I'd like to hear what Diana had to say. What was that?
I said we have pet walkers that want to use that property, but can't, so they have to use the road.
Well,
thank you for your comment.
So,
please state your name for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Lee Renner. And not to start further conversation, but just to say pet walkers aren't being kept from walking anywhere, but they want to walk their pets. And the other observation I'm making is if there were people in between the space we're talking about who have concerns about this, why aren't they here?
Thank you for your comment. Are there any further comments?
It's nothing.
You're speaking out of order, Diana. Thank you.
You are as well. Thank you.
Not really, but thanks. Are there any further comments before we move to a vote?
No, I'd just like to say, as a dog walker, I walk my dog to Furnace Brook and down. I don't go all the way out that way. Just saying. That's the way I go. But,
but you still could.
But I could if I wanted to.
Right.
So, anyway.
Hearing no more comments, we'll proceed to a vote. All those in favor of discontinuing any and all fire district recognition for the north boundary of the Daniel property along Route 66 south to Furnace Street, again, still can utilize that area, but it is no longer recognized as a fire district maintenance, including plowing, mowing, any other maintenance is up to the individual property owner. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
The motion passes. Thank you all for your comments. I will now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second? Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned at 7:15. Thank you all.